AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hillary Clinton has a commanding lead over Bernie Sanders in the delegate count, about half of what she needs for the Democratic Party nomination.
I'm grateful to all of you who voted for me, to the volunteers and organizers.
John Hudak with the Brookings Institution says Clinton will be making some shifts in her campaign away from Sanders toward the Republicans.
She needs to start positioning herself as the presumptive nominee, both in terms of tone and in terms of message.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump scored several wins yesterday. In his election speech, Trump took aim at Clinton.
You know, I watched Hillary's speech, and she's talking about wages have been poor, and everything's doing badly, but we're going to make it. She's been there for so long. I mean, if she hasn't straightened it out by now, she's not going to straighten it out in the next 4 years. It's just going to become worse and worse.
Trump has fewer than half the delegates awarded so far in the GOP race. It takes an outright majority to win the nomination. Ohio, home to challenger John Kasich, and Florida, where Marco Rubio is a native son, are the next two big prizes in the winner-take-all primaries on the 15th of this month. The Supreme Court hears arguments in the challenge of a Texas law that requires abortion clinic doctors to have admitting privileges at local hospitals and for the clinics to meet standards for outpatient surgical centers. Amy Hagstrom Miller, the chief executive of Whole Women's Health, says it's designed to shut down the clinics.
This law is cruel and it is harsh, and it does nothing to advance medical health for women.
But Texas Solicitor General Scott Keller argued the state's case before the court.
This case is not about overturning Roe versus Wade. The issue in this case is, can Texas enact valid patient regulations that improve safety?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 11. The Nasdaq is off 11. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. military says a top Islamic State leader has been captured by American forces in Iraq. Sagar Magani with more.
Officials say they believe the man, who's been held about 2 to 3 weeks, is the first significant Islamic State leader the U.S. has captured in Iraq. They say he was grabbed by what the Pentagon calls an expeditionary targeting force.
One of the goals of the ETF is to capture ISIL leaders. And that any detention would be short-term and coordinated with Iraqi authorities.
Colonel Pat Ryder, a U.S. Central Command spokesman, would not give any other details about the militant. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
An ex-Marine from Connecticut is getting one of his dog tags back nearly 50 years after losing it during the Vietnam War. Richard Tickman Jr. will be given the tag tomorrow morning in New York City. Charles Thompson from England bought Tickman's tag in October 2014 while on vacation in Vietnam. He tracked him down through the internet and then contacted him back in December. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.